Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Asia. May I please have your zip code?
Hi, Asia. I'm in 55119.
May I please have your first and last name?
Herb Getch.
And for security purposes, could you please verify the address on this account?
I don't know if I have an account with you. I just know I ordered something on my credit card. It showed up. I'm not sure if somebody else ordered using my card. I'm not sure if it's fraud or what. What do you guys sell anyway?
I am a customer service agent at a call center that serves over 300 companies. In order to assist you, I will need that address for security purposes.
My address is 2455 London Lane East, apartment 314, Maplewood, Minnesota, 55119.
Thank you for the information. I do see where our Wi-Fi booster was purchased. How may I help you today?
Oh, the Wi-Fi booster. I didn't purchase it. It was given to me. It was a gift. Why am I being charged for that?
Do you recall purchasing the Wi-Fi booster on the 31st of December
no,
for
no.
$7.45?
No, it was. No, I didn't buy it. Somebody, it was a gift. I did a thing over at Home Depot, or was it Home Depot or something like that? And they said, "Oh, here's a free gift for you doing this." And now all of a sudden, you're going to charge me for it? I didn't ask for it, and the thing doesn't work anyway. So, would you like it back?
Once you purchase the item on the 31st of December for $7.45 at the day of purchase, in those terms and conditions, it does state that all of our customers have 48 hours to call in to get the account canceled out. If we do not receive that call, then you're charged the full amount for our service, which is $49.97, and you will also receive a $125 gift card from the Factory Direct store. And that is each month until you call in to get it canceled.
What? I get a gift card? I didn't get any gift card, and I don't need this. This was in response. It's a scam. I'm gonna report you to our Attorney General Keith Ellingson. You can't do that. Said it was a free gift they're going to give you, and now you're saying I'm supposed to call you back and cancel it? Why would I do that? The damn thing doesn't work anyway. So, and you want to charge me $60 for something that don't work? I don't get it. So, anyway, I think you guys are in big trouble. So, do you want me to return this thing to you, or you said you can't return it? How do I get my money back is what I'm wondering.
We're not accepting any returns at this moment. You could possibly destroy the item or give it to a friend or a family member. Also, this isn't a gift. You were told to pay the shipping and handling charge at the day of purchase. After those 48 hours, you were charged the full amount for the product. I can reach out to my supervisor to see. Let me see what type of refund I can do for you. I can provide you with a 50% refund out of that $49.97, and that is a total of
$24.98. I'm gonna report to Rob because it said in because you responded to our it was the, so I said okay, I'm gonna do a survey. They've been bugging me for this survey for 6 months, and I said, okay, I'll do the survey. So I did it, and all of a sudden I get charged for it. I don't think so.
Would you like the 50% refund and also get your account canceled out today?
Yes, please. Well, is that's all you can do for me? I'm going to go after you guys for the full amount. I want the full amount back. Otherwise, I'm going to report you to Attorney General.
The highest that I can do is a 50% refund. I can reach out to my supervisor to see if she's able to get you a higher refund. But the highest one that I can do is a 50% refund. Would you like for me to do that for you today?
No. Could I talk to your supervisor, please?
Would you like for me to reach out to my supervisor to see if I can get you a higher refund?
No, could I talk to your supervisor?
Give me just a moment. I'll see if she's available to pick up the phone.
All right, thank you. That was a scam there.
Okay, so after speaking to my supervisor, she's unavailable to pick up the phone, but she did say that I can go ahead and issue you a refund of $49.97. That refund
okay.
will take take 3 to 5 business days. I'm sorry, you can go ahead.
No, no, fine. That's good. Perfect. I appreciate that, yeah.
That refund will take 3 to 5 business days. You will also receive a refund confirmation email within 24 to 48 hours as well. Is there anything else that I could assist you with today?
No, that should do it. Thank you. I learned my lesson. I'm not going to respond to those surveys anymore. Free. And they say, oh, here's a free gift for doing a survey. My gosh. All right. Very good.
Thank you for calling customer support. You have a great one.
You too. Thanks. Bye-bye.